All right, let's talk about aliens.
All right, welcome back to the High Kind. It's me, Huntley. I'm with Andy and David. Wave to everybody. I'm not going to because I don't conform.
School. Yeah.
Non-conformist.
Uh-huh.
You were the kid who stood on top of the classroom seats instead of sitting in it.
Yeah, absolutely. So, we're going to talk about Bigfoot today. And Andy is going to be the lead on this one.
Am I?
Yeah.
We were talking about that earlier, David and I, because I didn't know if I was going to be the lead this.
Yeah, you know, you're the lead. David was.
But we're just going to roll with it. Figure it out. All right. This is weird.
Yeah, we're in person this time. So, yeah, anybody that's watching. Yeah. Anybody that's watching, we're not socially distancing.
True. This is
not at all.
A little bit hypocritical, but you know what?
Well, whatever. I mean, speaking of which, before we get kicked off on this, I was reading that they have paused the trial on the vaccines because one of the volunteers has a mysterious illness.
Oh, great. Shit! Is it the bubonic plague?
No, not mysterious illness. Yeah, that's what I said. This was what's going to happen, is that we were going to get zombies when they rushed the trial for a vaccine.
Yeah. Wait, so was this the Russian company, or was it one of the American ones?
One of the American ones, and I just read the headline right before we came on.
Yeah.
But I was just like, I'll do some more digging after this, because I was just like, of course, that's the way 2020 is going to end. Russia vaccine, zombies.
And zombies. Watch it, like the parent company of all of this stuff, actually be Umbrella.
I don't remember, during the whole, whenever the virus was first breaking out in Wuhan, the lab, do you remember that? I don't know if it was, but it was circulating that the lab's logo looked just like Umbrella Corps. Was that real?
I remember that. Man. I'm pretty sure it was fake. I mean, it was clever. It made me laugh, but...
I wanted it to be real. I mean, I don't want there to be a zombie apocalypse. I'm saying, if there's going to be an apocalypse, it would be worse.
We might as well keep it real, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could have aliens.
I would be more comfortable with aliens.
I would too, but I think at this point we've all seen enough zombie movies, like us especially. Survive. We kind of know how to get through it.
Of course, I bet you every other millennial thinks the exact same thing about themselves. Yeah. So
probably, but you know what? We're special.
We're gonna make it.
We are exceptional. We are unique in this.
We are the chosen ones.
We didn't jump on this zombie trend just because of The Walking Dead. We were watching these movies years before it was cool. While you were watching sparkling vampires, we were watching George Romero movies.
Yeah, we're the zombie hipsters.
That gives us
all the qualifications.
Yes, we are the Brooklyn zombie survivors, the first of our kind.
We're also very humble people. Yeah. We don't take ourselves too seriously.
No, I think we have a running start because everybody's spoiled by The Walking Dead, and we know different methods of surviving outside of that. We could go the Night of the Living Dead. We are going so far off track. But
this is not Bigfoot. What about this zombie Bigfoot?
That would be
terrifying.
That would be awful.
That would be, actually, because I do have some stories to tell that are already kind of terrifying. But one of them is terrifying. And if it was a zombie on top of that...
Okay. Well, then, take us that route before we go too far off.
All right. Well, since I didn't do that much research in tonight's episode, I'm just going to start with other Bigfoot-like cryptids that you find throughout the United States. Not even going to bring up. I mean, you could bring up Yeti, but that's in the Himalayas. So, Bigfoot itself, I think, is Washington State. If I'm not correctly,
it's the Pacific Northwest.
And of course, they believe that there's other like in the Appalachians, especially, you have a lot of weird, crazy things that happen occasionally on the Appalachian Trail, which is that huge trail that goes all the way from up in, I think, I don't even know where it ends down here, but it keeps going all the way down. And there's been weird murders and just like that over the years. But there's also been Bigfoot sightings, and that does happen quite a bit. And not just kind of this state, but in other ones like Pennsylvania and things like that. So each state also has, like in Florida, you have this creature, they call it the skunk ape. And it has a very similar makeup and design that's kind of similar to Bigfoot. You have these repeating, I see in a lot of cryptid sightings. Have the big 7 to 9 foot tall hair, you know, creature that the classic Bigfoot archetype. And so maybe these are just different subspecies. Like you would get that with any other creature, any animal, these just different adaptations over time. In Alabama, you got called the White Thang. That's H-A-N-G. And it's kind of a similar design. I guess it's more albino. So maybe it's just an offshoot of Bigfoot that's albino, and people in Alabama just decided to call it the White Thang over there.
What part of Alabama?
Oh, you put a thing or two about Alabama.
So. I do. I know quite a bit about Alabama. That's why I was curious what part it's in and whether it was War Eagle or Roll Tide.
It kind of, like, in my head, when I hear that, I just think of a really awkward, I guess, low-rent version of Swamp Thing.
It's the widest Sasquatch Bigfoot. It's driving a big bang up pickup truck with "Don't Tread on Me" and just like has a piece of weed in its mouth, just being like,
that's their version of Smokey the Bear.
That's their version of Smokey the Bear.
They're like, what the f- is this thing? What is this mascot you have? That's a White Thang, man.
That's why I think
it's terrible southern accent.
Yeah, I need to find out what part of Alabama White Thang was in.
David, that's right. Go. That's my job for the night. I will find the White Thang, Alabama.
White Thang.
Sure, it's not like the White Thong.
I mean, or PSD.
Oh, Jesus. Hold on. This video's playing. Oh, God, that's loud. Someone was talking about screams and howls and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I hate
deep in North Alabama. In the
woods. Shit.
So, ooh.
Hey, where I was born. What does a town or anything?
Let's see. It says, most sightings of the Alabama White Thang occur in a triangle between Morgan, Etowah, and Jefferson counties. People have reported sightings in Walnut Grove, Moody's Chapel, Happy Hollow, and Wheeler Wildlife Refuge, just to name a few.
And what would, how do I put it delicately? I probably should withhold that question.
I found the most amazing picture that we might have to post somewhere. It is a albino kangaroo with a cat head. And it is completely photoshopped, and it's fucking incredible. Here, it's in the group chat if you want to check it out. Sorry, I just had to interject.
Let's see. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I'm pretty sure that's a male kangaroo, too.
What the fuck? I can tell you that is not a White Thang.
That is totally not the White Thang.
Sure.
Okay. Now, here's the White Thang.
Let's see him. What does he look like? Oh my god. Okay. All right, you know those artist renditions of Nordic aliens? How they look all like blonde haired, blue eyed, and they're all angelic looking and all this stuff. Like, this, it's like they got that artist said, hey, I need you to draw an albino Bigfoot for me. This is, that's what he looks like. He looks like a model wearing a coat.
Oh my god.
He looks like an aged
bare chest.
Yeah.
He looks like an aged, really hairy Derek Zoolander.
Yeah, Derek Zoolander. Yeah. Thank you. That's exactly what I was trying to go. My brain was not connected. Yeah, that's very god. Yeah, so that's White Thing. You know, maybe you could, like,
the first appearance of it.
Hmm?
When was the first appearance of it? Do we have an idea when White Thing first made his Alabama football debut?
It looks like it's been a staple of the state's folklore since the early 1900s.
All right.
Oh, how have I not heard about this?
Exactly. For shame.
How have I not heard about this from my birthday?
Start a line of sauce called White Thing.
Well,
and start selling it.
There you go.
I should. What's another one? What's the Pennsylvania one? What's its name?
Bigfoot, I think. Yeah, and that one, that or Sasquatch. I don't know. I don't have Pennsylvania on here. I just know that some of the stories I have read have been in the Pennsylvania area, and people just say Bigfoot because, you know, they all call it.
So Alabama's the only one that's just like, no. We're not calling it Sasquatch, Yeti, Bigfoot. We're calling it White Thing.
Now, there's some other good ones. Okay,
go on.
We got this Shelbyville Swamp Monster. And so that's the thing I've noticed is there seems to be a subspecies of this that likes swamps. Like, the whole swamp thing idea, I think maybe has its roots in some of these myths, maybe? I don't know.
Interesting.
Or maybe it's the other way around. Who knows? But depends on, look up the Swamp Monster. When did it come into play, David?
Let's find it. Just in general, or?
Shelbyville Swamp Monster.
Delaware.
First sighting.
Sighting.
Yeah. Okay, hold on. First.
You got more White Thing pictures?
Maybe.
Is that why you were distracted?
Possibly. Oh, God. Okay, hold on.
Yeah, those White Things.
Shelbyville or Shelby? Is there supposed to be like an H?
Shelby.
Shelby. Okay, here we go. An editor of the Delmarva News, Ralph Grapperhaus? Ralph Grapperhaus, that's an interesting name, claimed he created the Shelbyville Swamp Monster as a hoax in the 1960s and dressed the friend... Okay, yeah, it keeps going. Stevens revealed his part in the hoax in 1987.
How?
Oh, go for it.
How, like, that? What year did the Patterson-Gimlin video come out of Bigfoot?
Patterson-Gimlin.
That's a famous one.
Yeah, that's the big. That's the big famous one.
State.
Predate Swamp Thing, just so you know. I just looked.
Just the YouTube upload, or just
no,
in general?
Just like.
Oh, here we go. The footage was shot in 1967 in Northern California.
Okay, and what year is the one in Delaware?
Delaware is the 1960s.
But doesn't give you a date. You said it predates, or it's the Patterson-Gimlin predates this one, right?
What was the Patterson-Gimlin date?
It's the original. It's like the big Bigfoot footage.
Patterson was 1967.
67 in this one. So it might predate it a little bit.
Damn.
Yeah.
That'd be fucking crazy.
Swamp Thing came out in 1971, which was probably more than enough time, I guess, for some of those stories to kind of get out of the small towns and stuff like that and into circulation, tabloids and all that. The real news. No,
The real news. The real news. What do you think of the Patterson Gimlin footage?
I think it's probably fake, personally.
Me too. I feel like it's fake. I think that there's quite a strong possibility of a Bigfoot being out there, but I really feel like the Patterson Gimlin is a hoax. And what's funny is that Gimlin did not do an interview until 2005, and Patterson went to his grave swearing that it was real.
Interesting. I just found a date. April 23rd, 1964, for the Selbyville Swamp Monster. That's when it made the front page of the news.
3 years. I wonder if Patterson and Gimlin were influenced by that and took it on their own.
That's possible. Well, there's some older myths, too. I'm getting into as well. I mean, there's actually myths going back. I think one of the sites I was looking at said 3,000 years.
Damn.
Yeah.
All right.
Nice. Yeah, some of them are a little more interesting. So this next one is going to butcher this spelling, but and pronunciation, but Tsul'kalu, it's also known as the Cherokee Devil. That was one of them that that one. I can't remember how old the myths are. Are you already looking it up?
I'm searching for it.
He's our fact checker tonight.
Yeah.
He's a fact checker tonight.
The tale of the Tsul'kalu, however you say it, is one of the best known Cherokee legends and was recorded by Europeans as early as 1823.
So keep going over. So this guy, part of the Cherokee mythology, name means the slant-eyed or the sloping giant. So either way, I guess, kind of fits with my mic went out. Still hear me, though? Okay, cool. Well, take my headphones off, then. My headphones went out. But the... So he's the slant-eyed or the sloping giant, which he's also called the Great Game. So he's basically a master of the hunt and a hunting god who that they would frequently invoke beforehand. So that's actually kind of cool. The idea of like Bigfoot being like a demigod or of some sort, or that kind of concept that maybe he's just, you know, maybe it's a subspecies. And I'm going to elaborate on that idea later. Like lower tier, kind of like there's different tiers of spiritual beings, mythologies, and kind of my thoughts on where he might be in that kind of system. Yeah, kind of thing. And what he is, or it is. I think we see probably multiple different species, and obviously both male and female. There's also the Momo, which is a great name. The Momo, also known as the Missouri Monster. Yeah, it's similar to Bigfoot, it says, which is... It's reported to have a large pumpkin-shaped head with a furry body and hair covering the eyes, which resembles a shag carpet. The eyes resemble a shag carpet, or I guess the whole, I don't know. The way they worded that was weird. Just the eyelash. Just. I think would not survive. First reported in 1971. Okay. So this seems to be a, I don't know. Okay.
In Delaware.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the famous Northwestern Patterson Gimlin footage. And then 4 years later, you have the Missouri Monster.
I think people maybe were seeing more because they were doing more drugs at that time due to the 60s?
I think it's a combination of a lot of
hallucinogens specifically.
Is that once it, you know, you start getting that press kind of normalized and it's on the papers and it's all over the televisions. If I remember correctly, the Patterson-Gimlin tapes were like widely played, got lots of airwaves. So naturally, people are going to be like, I saw Bigfoot too.
Mm-hmm.
I saw this. They're everywhere.
Yep.
Because now in their mind, like some people probably never saw anything. And they just wanted to chase clout, fame, money, whatever. Some people, you know, doing lots of drugs in the hippie age, you know, there's white thing.
Yeah.
There's white thing.
There's white thing.
There's white thing.
It was first discovered by Dwayne Allman.
Dwayne Allman?
Dwayne Allman.
Who's that?
Allman Brothers.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Sorry. I'm tired. Sorry. It's late. I feel ashamed. Should have known that. Sorry, I'm not from Alabama. I agree, though. Yeah, I don't have any credentials to lose, I guess is what I'm saying. Then another one, and this one will be a little older, too. Butcher the Association. Taku, hey, the hyphenate, T-A-K-U-H-E, Takuhei, I think. And that is, yeah, here we go. So, the demon Bigfoot. Yeah, you do find some evil stories sometimes for these that they occasionally actually have more of a, unlike the other one, it's more of a hunting god and kind of like probably they work tried to work with him, you know, like they were making probably offerings and things to him and things like that for his, I guess, assistance. Probably had ones that were pretty evil too. One of the stories I'll get into of I guess when maybe there are some kind of rogue Bigfoots out there and they do occasionally end up murdering people in very gruesome ways. So, let's see. Did you find a good page for Takuhei?
I found on a forget.com.
This one also looked like it was originated from the 1970s was the first sightings.
No kidding.
South Dakota, it looks like.
Yep. That's what I have as well.
Yeah. Where did it go?
All around the same time period.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that I do really think that there's a connection between all of them, like what we were talking about with the drugs. And just
people just more open
clout, fame. People in the 60s are bored, I guess, 70s. So they're just like, oh, these people in Delaware spotted this swamp monster. And next thing you know, Patterson, Gimlin are like, oh, we spotted this furry monster. And then Missouri,
mm-hmm.
I don't really know much about Missouri enough to make fun of it right now. So that's my way of making fun of it, that I think they're so irrelevant.
They named it Momo.
They named him Momo. Of course.
The least creative name possible.
Momo, that does not
Momo, sound. Momo. I'm sorry for any Missouri listeners. You guys are great.
You guys are great. Yeah. Okay. So you had an increase in UFO sightings in the 40s and 50s, followed by an increase in cryptid sightings, maybe, in the 60s and 70s?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It could also be in part, like you were saying, with the normalization where people are like, oh, yeah, I totally saw that. But
I totally saw that. It's like people seeing fucking angels.
Yeah. Well, there's also a thing with media or mainstream media where they usually report on like collections of stories and bursts. Right. Where there's kind of like this flavor of the week or month or year. Or
like, remember a couple of years ago, the clowns? The clowns that were in every fucking public park and every woods coming out intimidating people. And like that has not happened since.
Yeah.
But that's what it was. Me too. It was great. But
a little bit creepy, but
that's why it was great.
I loved it.
Yeah.
But that's what I think that's what it is that burst of media with the Swamp Thing in Delaware and then Patterson Gimlin. And then Momo, and then is there any more that come after Momo that you know of?
We need to find out.
And you said White Thing was in the '60s, right?
Yeah, 64.
64. So was White Thing the first one or the second?
So far, it's the first on our list. It was White Thing, and then the other big one. I just had a brain fart.
The swamp monster.
Not the swamp monster, the California one.
California one?
Patterson.
Patterson Gimlin.
Yeah, Patterson was 1967. When was the swamp? Yeah, Selbyville Swamp Monster was 1964. Patterson, 1967. Actually, Tasulu Kalu was 1823, so that's the first one.
He's an
Momo is 1971.
Okay.
And then the South Dakota one just says 1970s. I'm trying to find some more on that.
So what if somebody took the myth, the Cherokee myth, from the Europeans wrote about, and then they were just like, hey, let's do this shit in Delaware in the swamps, and bam, it just kicked off. Cryptids everywhere.
Could be. Well, oh my god, there's a movie.
History
of Taku Bay. Sorry.
History Channel's website says that it was 1958. Just real quick, 1958 was when the modern U.S. concept of Bigfoot came into being.
Mm. Okay.
Kind of a play-by-play, but sorry, go ahead.
I was just saying there's a movie of Taku Bay, and apparently there's a second one. The first one came out in 2017.
Was it that popular? Is it this guy? That guy? That one?
Oh my god, I did not see that picture, but that is horrific. I do not want to know. No, Takuhei, director George Dimmick. Director and writer George Dimmick. I don't know that name. I'm terrible.
I've never heard of it.
Drama, horror, and mystery. Hell yeah.
Drama?
Uh-huh.
Not what I'm thinking about when I think of Bigfoot. The last thing I'm thinking about is drama.
Is this like a romance drama or like
it's a paranormal romance. It's one of those 25-cent books that you buy at the grocery store. Damsel in distress falls in love with Bigfoot or White Thing in rural Alabama. And they go to a football game together, they tailgate, and then they are separated because they realize they like different football teams. And then they come together because they realize love means more than football.
It's a happy ending. At least there's a happy ending.
Except for I completely messed up any kind of drama there because I once again went to a comedy.
Yeah, default setting. Yeah, comedy. It hasn't gotten dark yet, though. But it can because on the History Channel article, it says in the '70s, Bigfoot was portrayed as a primal, dangerous creature out of the past who lurked in the modern wilderness. And by the 1970s, pseudo documentaries were investigating his existence and films, and were portraying him as a sexual predator.
What? They kind of glossed over this when we were growing up. Like, all I heard about was Bigfoot just wandering around the classic footage that you see.
When did he come to the city and start raping people? This doesn't make sense.
I become a pedophile. I don't remember this. No.
Yeah, is this a Mandela effect? I don't know. Because I do not remember ever hearing about Bigfoot. Like, I've heard about Bigfoot, like, ripping somebody apart, but I've never heard of Bigfoot doing anything sexual.
Neither have I.
But none of us are experts.
But none of us are experts. Yes, yes. We just have a very rudimentary knowledge of Bigfoot Sasquatch.
Mm-hmm.
But I seriously never heard about Bigfoot committing assault.
Neither have I.
Okay, he got rehabbed. Got rehabbed by the 80s with Harry and the Henderson. Great as a friendly, misunderstood creature.
There it is.
Protection.
Shit.
Got the redemption.
The redemption arc.
The redemption arc.
Started off,
got
he had the first movie.
On history a little bit.
Second movie, he had some problems.
Rock bottom.
The Empire Strikes Back.
Spacey on us.
Return of the Jedi. Back.
I don't think you'd come back from being Kevin Spacey, though.
Mm. Well, apparently Kevin Spacey does, but that's a topic for a different time.
It is a topic for a different time.
I'm not going down. I'm not taking the turn down that road in my mind. It does not end in a happy, positive place.
No. So, this is my thought on this so far, is that I feel like what we were talking about before is people researched old legends of Bigfoot, Yeti, Sasquatch, and they just started orchestrating their own for money.
Why did they choose that?
I think it was just a domino effect. I think one person did it, and then other people were like, oh shit, that's a good idea. And so they started doing it. And then it became normalized, where every Joe Schmo who wandered out in the woods after a few like beers was just like, I saw Bigfoot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, before we get into the question of whether you think it's even real at all,
okay,
we'll come back to that, because that obviously happened. One of the podcasts I love listening to, which I mention often, is Astonishing Legends. Episode 122, Mysterious Deaths on the 37th Parallel. That was a really good episode if you have time to listen to it. I tried to find the transcripts so I could actually find some news stories, actual evidence of some of the stories that were being told on this episode. Could not find them no matter how many keywords I used. I couldn't find anything. I found a lot of similar stuff and a lot of other scary stories or of terrible things happening to people in the Appalachians, which, you know, I don't want to hike for a while. But there's this book that was written, and I'm trying to remember the book. I don't want to mess up anyone's name, so I'm going to bring it up.
We'll put it in the show notes.
And I guess while you're bringing that up, the Takuhei, looks like the first sighting was 1974. It's a little bit after everything else.
Still in that window.
Yeah.
Let's see. Yeah. Okay. So, almost. The book was not written by the guy who actually does the investigation, Bigfoot. It was. He did a blog post. Find his name. Chuck Zukowski. Okay. Chuck Zukowski is this investigator. He's a paranormal field investigator. He works with MUFON and stuff like that. I think he said he was like on the podcast that he was the director of one of the cryptid related areas. I don't know if it's cattle mutilations, investigating cattle mutilations. So he would travel around the country investigating cattle mutilations, which are often associated with UFOs and other sightings like that. And he would just record data, take soil, things like that, be the, you know, roll into town, ask people a bunch of crazy questions. But he would, his stories were taken and put into this book by the author. But he started to notice a lot of similarities with the cattle mutilations and things like that. And I think eventually his work kind of got like kind of mixed in with the cryptid stuff as well, because there was a story he told of going out with, it was this psychic that contacted him and said a family of Bigfoots was going to be coming through. And of course I'm going to paraphrase this whole thing, but that a family of Bigfoot, I guess, would be traveling through the area, and would he like to join her to go And right?
You know, like,
why not? I would have the same reaction.
Sure. Yeah.
So go to out, and apparently they have to go way out in the middle. And not even service roads or anything like that. And eventually they get to the area and they're waiting. And if I remember correctly, she starts kind of freaking out really badly. Screaming basically, I have to get out of there and all that kind of stuff. And all of a sudden they hear this crazy noise coming out of the brush, you know, like coming towards them. And I guess they go on running for their lives. And eventually there's some kind of like, I think he said there was either a light or a noise or something. But as soon as that light or noise or whatever it was appeared, the creature or whatever it was that was screaming was gone. It was silent and that sort of thing. And the psychic said the only thing she could, the only thing she was feeling, the reason she was freaking out, I guess, was because it was just like this black void kind of that was the only thing she was feeling or sensing. And that ended up, you know, freaking her out so bad. So I guess she was sensing, right, evil intent or something like that. Whether it was the creature or maybe because there is a link between UFO sightings and Sasquatch sightings, then maybe there's actually, maybe that was just I coming by to pick up their escapee or something like that, you know?
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know. That, of course, I'm paraphrasing very badly, but you can listen to the podcast and hear it directly from the horse's mouth. It's definitely worth listening to that. But you see this a lot. You see a lot of these UFO sightings coinciding with cryptids, Mothman or Bigfoot. Mothman especially is another one of those archetypes you see repeat when you look up different cryptids in different states across the United States. The big bat wing thing with red eyes is a classic archetype, the same way Bigfoot seems to be, or the swamp thing, or whatever. So I think we're dealing with a groupings of the same kind of creatures. We're just seeing different versions of them, different subspecies and things like that. I'll go into more detail in a minute. The other story, and this is the last thing I really have as far as my notes go, go into my theories, but there's a rogue 73 minutes into that podcast episode, and it's scary. It describes these deputies found this body, it was dismembered, all of its arms ripped out off, like by brute force, like arms, legs, head, torso of the body was inside a tree. The arms and heads and legs and stuff were decorating the other area, like around it and like on the tree. And the gun, guy's hunting rifle, because I think he's a hunter, was bent in half.
Damn.
So, yeah, something had the strength, upper body strength. Not only been a hunting rifle, but to literally tear this guy's arms and legs.
And then he went like and decorated the forest with it.
And then decorated a specific tree with it.
This sounds like a accident, like just somewhere so cursed that you just
want
to stay the fuck away from here.
Yeah.
Warning, don't.
Warning.
It is the Sasquatch Bigfoot phrase, fuck around and find out.
It is. It's exactly.
Yep. Yeah. Just like, do not come in here. Yeah. I will fuck you up.
So I think in the same area, and I believe this one was Pennsylvania, there were these other stories Zukowski tells. I can't find the references for it. I would love to, though. It's still kind of brutal. So just to give you another idea of the dangers that kind of dangers pose, there was this.
All right.
Couple that was hiking. They came upon a clearing, and they saw a Bigfoot carrying a deer behind it. I guess a fresh kill or something like that. and the woman starts screaming, and the guy he just panics and just clamps up, I guess, and just can't speak, right? You know, I guess it's the fight or flight kind of thing.
Right.
And, of course, I guess the other one's just paralyzing and just panic, basically. But you just wait to die, basically. So apparently the Bigfoot didn't like the woman.
Mm-hmm.
Walked over, picked her up, tore her in half.
Oh, shit.
Walked back over to his deer, picked it up, and walked off.
Jesus.
Now, part of me hopes that story's real, just because that's the craziest shit I've ever heard. I can't, that poor kid, if it is true, I can't find the source for it.
Yeah.
But if, part of me hopes it's not, because
that's just one of those, because with a lot of these creature sightings, like, I guess you're kind of expecting more of like a primal, like animal instinctual kind of thing, like interaction, yeah, where it's just like, you know, if you run into a bear, for example, it's just going to like attack for whatever right. reason. Maybe it's hungry. It's just, you know, but in this case, it was just like, it just sees humans in such like low regard. It was just like, you're making a weird noise. I don't like you, I'm just gonna kill you. Yeah, you're the other one, yeah, and then the other one who's just like standing there like, oh god, what do I do? It's just like whatever. Whatever, bitch.
Hear the story. Tore her in half.
I did hear it.
I can't find a source. I would love to be able to.
yeah
just because I mean, either way, I guess.
So what if there's a street gang of Bigfoots then? Like, there's the big feet.
You got the white fangs.
The squatches.
Squatches.
Okay, squatches. Okay, and momos.
And then you got the international cartel up in Canada, the Sam Squatches.
Yes, yes, yes. I think there are gangs of Bigfoots.
Maybe.
Very well could be.
Organized crime. Bigfoot crime.
Yeah, it's an organized racket.
And they just trade in human body parts.
Yeah. And they're just, yeah, that's the currency market. Is human body parts. And if they can't afford that, then it's cattle.
Mm-hmm.
Cattle. Well, the cattle mutilations is something we do need to go into at some point, but not on this episode, because it's only like related on the peripheral. But it's, there's a really good reason. And the reason he found that, that was how he, I guess it also connected to Bigfoot. With his research, he found all these cattle mutilations were always on the all the cattle were always placed after the blood drain being drained from them, or placed west or some parallel. And he kept doing other research and he found all these other UFO sightings about the 37. That, you know, maybe it's like a weak point, ley line, point, perhaps. Because, you know, I'm going to go back to the same well I always do. And my theory with what these guys
lay,
are.
Lay it on us.
I think in the astral, you have just as much variety and diversity of life that you probably have in real and here on the physical. And I think there's some weak spots in the veil, so to speak, I guess, where maybe you can just accidentally kind of slip through, maybe.
Right.
And I think sometimes that just happens. I think there's areas like that. I think they can be created artificially through great tragedy, like cursed lands, wars, things like that.
My pumpkin head.
Yeah. Yeah, like...
My pumpkin head. That's where my brain went.
Yeah, like, doing very bad things, I think, can create kind of...
Does points. That mean you can, like, call on, like, the pumpkin head Bigfoots?
Yes, and but each time you call on them, you turn a little more hairy.
Call on the white things.
So all the hairy people we see out in public,
oh god,
they control Bigfoots.
They have killed so many.
They have killed so many people. That's why they keep on repopulating.
It's really a hairy cabal.
The hairy cabal.
We only thought the other hominids died out. No, they're still here. They're rolling us.
Mm-hmm.
Dark cabal of Bigfoots and Sasquatches. It's like each gang has a seat at the syndicate.
Oh, I just had like the most mind-blowing thought. Okay, so you got like
the big hairy people that just don't care. It's like, yeah, this is like the tattoos of how many people I've killed in my lifetime, right? But then this brings like hair waxing to a whole new fucking level, right? These are the ones who are like in the upper CEO management positions. They're in disguise. Yeah. Like, you don't know how many.
You think they're human.
You think they're human. You think they're, you know, pure of soul, but really they're just somebody as Sasquatch as all.
I'll tell you what, they've really taken over Hollywood too.
They're taking over Hollywood.
Vin Diesel. Yeah.
Vin Diesel. You know,
guy that played Drax. I can't remember his name right now.
Dave Bautista.
Who else looks like a shaved?
Honestly, I'd say Jason Momoa.
Jason Momoa?
Yeah.
I don't know. Wait, his last name's Momo?
I don't know what his last name is, how to pronounce it. The guy that played Aquaman.
Momoa.
Okay. Momoa, yes, sorry.
If it was Momo, it would have been a direct link.
I think
that's why I mispronounced it, because that was what's going through my head. I can't get over Missouri calling their fucking Bigfoot Momo.
That's why they're also huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The natural Yeti strength.
You know, Keanu
Reeves. That explains his eyebrows.
Keanu Reeves has gotten a little bit hairier over the years.
Yeah, but he's too lanky. He's too lanky.
He is a blessed, wonderful fairy soul.
Yeah, if he's
come here from the.
Yeah, if he's anything, he's a fae, in my opinion.
Mm, that I could see. Maybe he's like a satyr for sure.
Yeah.
So I just have this image of Bill and Ted, and he's just like half of them on top of a horse.
Dude,
I have horns, dude.
Dude,
I'm from the underworld.
World stallion. Oh shit! There's the connection. There's the connection. That's why it's called Wild Stallions. He's a satyr.
That's it. Figured it.
No, satyr. Satyr.
Satyr. It could be a centaur.
I went centaur in my
could
head.
Could be a centaur.
It's gonna be a centaur now because
centaurs are kind of horses brutal. If they're like ugly looking things, yeah.
I don't think so. I mean, they were savage according to myth, but.
There was a hesitation.
Are you looking for someone to connect to? No, can't say I do. Do some maybe. No, I don't know how that would work. So.
Assuming you don't. Assuming you don't get turned to stone, like it just. The rest of it sounds like terrible.
True. I'll take a fury then. Yes. Fury and I would like to date. I'll just date a fury. How about that? That'll work. They're, you know, warrior women.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think these creatures like Mothman and all that, they're just accidental escapees, and I think powers that be send ships in to come, little hunters to come get them and pick them up and try to bring them back before they cause too much damage.
So every cryptid is a Tango and Cash movie. It's an 80s action movie where they escape from the police because they're innocent and they're being chased down.
Yes.
Okay. I can
they don't necessarily know that. I think most of them are just animals. Except for, I think Sasquatch are. I think the big feet. I think they're intelligent. I think they're pretty intelligent.
Gotcha.
But I don't think that like a chupacabra.
Yeah, I can't see a chupacabra being having too much sentient thought.
I think they're basically just these elemental type creatures, you know, like gnomes or centaurs or satyrs or anything else. I think. Things that maybe we have legends of because either people have seen them in the astral realm and come back to describe them, or possibly there was a time when these realms they always weaker, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Perhaps in those legends were passed down. It was a giant. Well, I think giant commentary strike on the earth 12,000 maybe wiped out a bunch of them, but maybe some of them are still alive, you know? Maybe you got all the creatures of mythology still alive in the astral realm, maybe.
Hmm.
And sometimes,
and sometimes they get out. We'll have to come get them.
So I would kill to watch a Bigfoot just say he drew first blood.
I had a good idea for my script.
What?
All right. You're going to have to go, if we're doing the script thing again, which I think is a good idea, you're going to have to go, like, settle on your script. You know it?
I will fucking wing it, but David, you go.
Oh, God.
You know? I guess I can go first.
This is
mine's easy.
It's difficult. You go first since it's easy.
Take a lot of money. You know, focusing on that appeal to the demographic, sending home.
Yeah.
About to do.
And their children.
Yeah,
is this a child-friendly one, or...?
Because the show Cops is not very popular anymore.
Mm. It's canceled, actually.
It is canceled.
And I think we should replace it.
Oh, no.
the version of the astral cops that are having to, like, hunt down the Bigfoot and stuff, and it's just, like, cameras in their cars, and they're, like, flying in their UFO, and they're like, yeah, we got a 1040 coming in. Yeah, it's a Bigfoot. Apparently ripped the camper in half. Oh, never learn, you know? We don't close up, you know? The infrastructure's falling apart. We, you know, the veil's just collapsing in different spots. These creatures are getting out, you know? What do they expect from us? They expect us to do our jobs, you know? No. But here we go. We pull up. They get out of the car. They're like, Mr.
I am bipedal, motherfucker. I am not hopping around on one foot. It's big feet.
Yeah. Exactly. And, you know, that's how this is just a never-ending repeating story of different cops from different places in the astral hunting down cryptids that have gotten loose and are killing humans. But they don't. They just kind of have, like, they're neutral. The cops, they just have, like, a disregard for the humans. I mean, just, it's bad press.
Yeah.
Optics.
I gotcha.
Just don't want them causing too much chaos. But they don't really care if some collateral damage happens, you know, because they're cops.
Maybe.
I had to sneak it in.
Oh, no.
Here we go. Maybe they're protecting, because Earth is just a big tourist attraction for the intergalactic, you know, section of races, exactly. So the police are, hey, don't fuck up the zoo too much, you guys. They're protecting property.
Exactly. Yeah. Investments. Yeah. Protecting investment. The question is, who owns us? I guess it's the Demiurge. I don't know.
Could be.
Yahweh.
Yeah, he owns race.
Turned us into a zoo. Is this Jurassic Park all over again?
It's a really shitty Jurassic Park. And I want out.
Yeah, like, there's park rangers just getting ripped in half constantly.
So are these guys park rangers or cops?
No, the park rangers are basically now, like, the collateral damage citizens that happen in action movies, where it's just like, there's no way that guy saved all those people. At least 20 of them are fucking dead.
Yep.
All right.
My pitch is a TV show.
A TV show. All right, David.
Oh, man. I just can't get the story out of my head of that one guy just being so annoyed by the woman screaming that he just, like, rips her in half and just, like, lets the other one go. I'm thinking this guy is, like, it would be a movie centered around him. He would be, like, the main character. And it would just be his adventures of ripping people in half and just foraging for food. Maybe this is, like, a survival movie. Kind of like Lost. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even think about a behind enemy lines style.
Trying to survive and look for a way off this planet. But in the meantime, he's been here for, like, centuries, and he's just, like, pissed off and fed up with everything at this point. So he's just, like,
trying to
eat lunch. And this dumb bitch is screaming at me. Fuck her.
Oh, God. Just popping her like a champagne bottle, just like He's just chucking her in the middle of the woods, and he just pops her head off and just sprays everywhere. And he's just like, this is a warning. Do not fuck with me. Oh, man. Okay. So I am going to go with there are multiple gangs of Bigfoots. And the Midwest is the Momos. The Northwest and Pacific is the Big Feet. And Alabama is the White Things. And Thangs. And New England is basically just New England swamp creatures. And what they do is each one of them have a racket that they control. Like the Big Feet are the ones that, you know, basically camp out in the woods and just kill people with, shake them up like wine and champagne and just blow them up. And the Swamp Thing in typical New England fashion just goes around during October and looks at foliage and just takes pictures of leaves. And the Alabama one the Alabama one is tailgating every Saturday, but because he's from Alabama, nobody can tell that he's a fucking Bigfoot.
No. And you're from Alabama.
Yeah. Hey, I am from Alabama, so if anybody has the right to say it, it's me.
What about the international Canadians, the Sam Squanches? Is that like a separate
Sam Squanches? They're the most peaceful ones out of them all. They're just polite.
Canadians do organized crime? Hmm? Are there any major organized crime?
I'm sure there are. They have to exist.
Canadians are too nice.
Maybe they're just the really nicest, like, gangs.
The nicest criminals.
It's the perfect cover. That's why we never hear about Canadian cartels, is because nobody's just like, Canadians are so fucking nice. They wouldn't make criminal cartels and chop people's heads off and throw them in nightclubs. What are you talking about?
They enjoy their mugging.
Yeah, they enjoy their mugging. They're like super polite. They hold you up at gunpoint and go, thanks for the cash.
It could be worse. At least they get to walk away and, you know, lose a little bit of cash on hand. But at the very least, you know, they got a nice social interaction. Tit for tat.
Yeah.
It did.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey. You know what I'm saying, eh?
I do. But I gotta say that David's just Bigfoot getting fucking annoyed and just being like, just shut the fuck up, rips heads off. That's the one for me.
Yeah.
Well, I just have this, this is terrible. I'm just imagining a noise of, like, you know, like you pull a zipper down really quick, something like that. And it's just like, it just grabs and
just spinal cord. Yeah, it just went straight up Mortal Kombat 3 fatality on her ass. Yeah.
Dark comedy. I guess yours can be a dark comedy as well. It could go either way.
Mine is a teen para romance.
Oh, so there's gonna be like a Romeo and Juliet thing going on
between the gangs. Yeah, exactly. Between the gangs. It's a teen para romance. I am the new Twilight. It's not as sexy. It's not as sparkly. Very hairy and wet.
Yeah, well, no.
And sometimes albino.
He falls like the White Thing from Alabama falls in love with the Swamp Thing of New England, of Delaware.
Well, mine may not have much money in the box office immediately because outlive all of you.
You got to get to the sixth season, though. You got to get to the sixth season. That's the key. If you get to the sixth season, you get syndication.
Yep, and then you're eternal.
Once you hit six,
look at Supernatural.
Oh, I know. That's going to be in syndication ever. All right. Anybody got any thoughts?
Oh, man, I'm big feet it out. I don't know.
Right, just, Andy?
It's for just too.
For not preparing for this one at all, I think it went pretty well.
Indeed, indeed. Oh, all right. So we're the High Kind. You can find us on any podcast platform. Subscribe, give us some stars, give us thumbs up, ratings, likes, whatever. It helps people find the show, and we will be back next Wednesday on Twitch live. All right. Have a great night.